July 3rd. My recent researches on the Dalmor have shed some light upon their terrible activities. I understand now that the lack of existing information was not only caused by their small size and rarity, but also reluctance, or rather, superstitious attitude towards their nature. Even some of the most important historians of South Africa will refuse to mention their name, usually referring to them as the War Tribe. After digging into some of the most obscure books I could find about the subject, I must admit now that reading them made me very nervous and uneasy, bringing back the memory of those horrible acts I witnessed on that day. I can't understand why any human being, uncivilized or not, would behave in such a manner. War among savage tribes is of course very common and a recurring theme in history, but the Dalmor, they went even beyond war. Usually a tribe will engage in battle to conquer new territory, or perhaps defeat an enemy. They did it for the sole reason of destruction and an extreme love for violence. The account of their actions is downright scary. They'd invade villages, slaughtering every inhabitant without regard for their sex or age. Men, women, children would inevitably perish by their fury and hate. Which is, I think, the most unsettling element of their stories. They didn't use any weapons. They killed villagers with the bare hands and teeth as if they were drawing power from an unearthly source. I find it hard to believe this, and if I hadn't seen them with my own eyes, I'd seen it was some kind of wild legend. Once they'd slaughtered every living thing in the village, they'd burn it to the ground, every single construction or possession of the fallen villagers. Proof that they definitely were not interested in conquering, or even taking some small advantage of the terrain. They were motivated and moved solely and purely by an incredible disdain for life, and a hatred towards anything that wasn't from their village. That is another curious thing. They somehow managed to sustain a constant population level, as if they controlled exactly the amount of people needed for an attack, but at the same time warranted survival using their few existing resources. I feared this wasn't some kind of wondrous organization system, but rather an elimination process of a useless member or an unnecessary child. I dare not think about it, but I'm afraid this would explain why they didn't need to hunt for food. They feasted upon themselves. Now I know what the mask I took stands for, and I shiver at the thought of it. I must confess, I'm worried. I don't know why, but I fear for my life.